We'll get started tonight. We'll call this meeting to order, the Bunkerville Town Advisory Board meeting, June 1st, 2023. We have...
Oh, we have to turn on the recorder.
It's on.
It's on.
Yep.
Thank you.
We have Brian Havlin, Vernon Pollock, and Casey Anderson here. Laren Abbott and Chad Jensen are gone tonight. We'll get started. Vernon will lead us, will give us the invocation, and then Brian will lead us in the pledge.
Our Father in heaven, we're grateful to be here together this evening and ask thy spirit to be upon our meeting and upon this community. We're grateful for those good citizens who live here and grateful for their examples to us and the work that they do unseen and seen. We ask thee to watch over those who are in need or sick or afflicted, that we might be aware of them and be helpful to them. We're grateful for all blessings we receive from thee, Heavenly Father, and for the gospel that is here in our midst. Grateful for this nation and for the government, for the Constitution, and grateful for our freedom. We ask thy, again, thy blessings and thy spirit to be with us here in this meeting, and give thanks for all things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Staff pledge.
Pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, we'll move down to item two, the public comment. This is for any item that is on the agenda. Do we have any public comment for any of these?
Any of which items?
Yeah, I guess there's pretty much nothing tonight. But all right, item three, approval of minutes for the February 2nd, 2023 meeting.
I'll move that we approve the minutes from the February 2nd, 2023 meeting. As posted.
I'll second it.
All right. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Item four, approval of the agenda for June 1st, 2023.
We approve the agenda for June 1st, 2023 as noted.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right. Item five, there's none. And informational items. Item six, planning and zoning, also none. Item seven, general business discussion of bylaws.
They're great. I move we adopt them as posted.
I agree. I looked over. They look familiar.
Yep, they look like they.
The motion would be to accept.
I move we accept them.
That's second.
Right. All right, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right, now item eight. This is comments by the general public. So if you'd, yeah, if you'd come up a little closer and state your name. And
people are sitting all in the back, so you have to talk loud.
All right, Jody Thornley. I'm coming here tonight to speak to you as a member of the Friends of Regional School Districts. We are a committee working to create a local school district with the Virgin and the MOF of Valleys. We need more local control over the funds and how and on what those funds are spent on. We have very different needs than the students living in Las Vegas. I can't tell you how many times I've called down there to the district office and said, tried to advocate for things that our students need. And they say, well, if you lived here, I could offer you X, Y, and Z, and F, and D, and all this stuff. But since you choose to live out there, I have nothing to offer your student. And, you know, we can do better. We have to do better. Our kids deserve a better public education than that. We're also missing out on a lot of rural status grants. In our state, we have two urban areas, which is Washoe and Clark. Because we're in Clark, we don't count as rural. A few years back, there was a bunch of money for families with children with disabilities, and we were excluded because we lived in Clark County. So I invited them to my house. I said, come have a barbecue and tell me if we're rural. They decided we were rural, and we were able to get the money. Something like that has to happen here so that we can get some of that rural money that's out there, federal rural money. We would have 4,000 students. We'd be the seventh largest rural district. In comparison, Churchill has about 3,000. Douglas has about 5, so we're right in that sweet spot. Our committee is going to continue working on this throughout the interim. We had a bill, AB 420, that Toby Urich sponsored. It didn't get a hearing, so we're going to keep working on it. And Senator Stone and Assemblyman Urich are planning on sponsoring bills in both houses next legislative session. And we're working on securing funding for a feasibility study, so we'll be armed with that exactly in writing, what it would look like to make this happen, so we're a little more prepared. We have a new website. It's frsdinfo.org, where we'll be posting updates and other ways to get involved. And tonight we're asking for individual support statements from each of you. We've collected these from Moapa Valley Town Board, Moapa Town Board members, as well as a resolution from Mesquite City Council. And thank you so much for taking time to listen to me tonight, and hope that we can count on you and your support for our kids and a better public education for them. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for all your...
So if you're looking for a resolution for Mesquite, is Moapa doing a resolution down there or just doing individual support?
No, just individual support. That's what we collected from them. I can, if you want that, this is what we collect, okay.
Well, that's fine. I was just curious if we would be wanting to do a resolution.
We were told you couldn't.
We can't. We can do anything we want.
Well, hey, give us a resolution then. We would love a resolution if you'll do it.
They have a rep.
Anyone tells me I can't do something, we'll figure out how to do it.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, I'll take my turn. Lindsay Daly, I live in Logandale, and I'm part of the Friends of Regional School District. It's kind of more, we started it, maybe I'll give you a little background rather than the sterile what's happened. I mean, you might have read in the paper, but we started probably about a year ago looking at the feasibility of doing a Moapa Virgin Valley district. For all the reasons that Jody said, and we worked hard figuring out all the kinks and coming up with a strategy and a plan so that it would be reasonable, and then we finally figured it all out, and then we represented Assemblyman Urich sponsored the bill, and we were probably a little late to the game because we were spending all the time trying to figure out. We need answers. We can't just show up and say, hey, we want a whole school district. You've got to have specifics. And we had a great bunch, had a couple of principals, and we had Ryan Fry, who was a retired superintendent. We had Eva White that helped develop some of our concepts. She was a former chief financial officer of CCSD. She's retired, and she pretty frustrated with CCSD, and so she wants to see some change, and so we've got her that has helped look at strategies and so forth. And then we got Ken Cox, he retired superintendent of a district in Idaho, so now we've got two superintendents, so that some experience. So again, like Jody said, we're looking for personal support because during the interim we are going to be lobbying the legislators, the Democrats and the Republicans. Republicans are pretty easy sell. The Democrats, a lot of appetite for breaking up the school district. It's just how do you do it? And so I think this session, that's the concern. We timed out in the committee, not because they didn't want the district to address the problems in the district, it's just they didn't know what to do. And so now that we've figured out for us, and we're 60 to 100 miles away from CCSD, and that's the right there is the great argument as to why we need our own district, because a lot of the feedback that we're getting is, well, what makes you special? Why should you get your own district? Why can't Henderson or Las Vegas have theirs? Well, they can. We're not saying they can't, but you know, why we are different is because, and I'll use Jody's words, you know, you try living 100 miles away. You know, that's the difference there. So we're again, we're building that political base. We'll be using these personal letters of support when we sit down and say, we've got our town boards, we've got, you know, City Mesquite, you know, pretty much every living principal, you know, between the two valleys supports it. You know, that's retired. If they're not retired, they would be retired if they came out in support of it. So anyway, any questions, concerns?
What's Mesquite saying? What are you getting feedback on that right now?
Well, I mean, Mesquite, you mean the city council?
Are we getting good from everybody, or are we got to work with someone?
Okay. Yes, total support.
Just want to make sure we're going to have someone to work on it. And if we did, let us know the name.
Okay,
all right. So far, so good.
Yeah, I was surprised. It's, you know, I've never seen them unified on anything. And it was like, kumbaya, let's do this. I'm like, wow.
Well, I'm glad you have this committee together, because I was on the committee two times before when we tried to do it, and we struck out, and I gave up, and then Bob Sweet kind of went with you guys, and you guys went for the next one. I was like, I'll help, but I was frustrated last time, and then that kind of struck out, so I'm glad. This sounds like it's a little more planned than what we had and what we were. We didn't have a big plan. We were just trying to get a legislator to change it so we could do it, you know. And so hopefully you guys have a much better plan than we had 10 years ago when we tried to do it.
We do. We put together, and I chose not to get into the specifics because it's kind of long and arduous.
And we've talked. I know where you're at. We've talked a long time.
Well, I do have more of a specific question. So how does, like, the supplies that the school has that supposedly Clark County's paid for, which we paid for through taxes, I get that, but how does that get split up? So buses, you know, things that support.
Okay.
I know we probably don't have time to get into the nitty gritty.
Give
you
a short two or three word answer. Yeah. Is the first thing is Clark County does not own the assets; they are stewards of the assets. But the taxpayers own it. So that's a concept we cannot get taken off focus, because they feel like they own it, but they don't. And as evidence of that, Virgin Valley and Watt Valley used to be their own school district originally. It was Ed District 1 because it was the first district in Southern Nevada. We starved to death out here. Vegas was, because Vegas had all the tax base, they had lots of money, and so we end up merging 1956 into the Clark County School District, and we signed over all of our assets to them at that time. So the precedent has been set, that's how you do it. So now they just sign them over to us, and the Northwestern Regional School District would then have the stewardship over those public assets. It's really straightforward. Now CCSD is not, you know, they're not going to buy that, but that's fine.
And then as far as sports goes, I mean, this is not a tried before, because when I was in high school, we played Tonopah, and we went all over the state to play, and then you weren't in the same school district. So
look at all the charter schools play in our school district.
That's all NIAA and not CCSD. So
right,
that's okay. All the separate sports are separate.
Issue. Yeah, prumps with us.
Yeah,
they're not counting. So
that would give us, if we were our own regional school district, we wouldn't automatically get on the NIA, but we would have an opportunity to have a seat on the board.
More
something
voice,
we don't have
more voice, right?
Yeah.
So Chad is on your committee, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Better him.
he's an educator. He knows. Yeah.
And that's what we're going around. We're definitely looking to include. You know, we started out with a fairly small group with Jody and Riley and who was the retired principal of the high school?
Cliff.
Thank you. Cliff and Kathy Davis and so forth. And then as we've figured a few things out, we're expanding that circle now. And we, of course, we've got Chad, who's, we want somebody from every community,
right?
So that it can, you know, there's no secrets, sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's all I have. Appreciate your support.
Go get her.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'm going to pass the baton. I'm Dr. Ken Cox. I served 42 years as an educator before I retired southern Idaho, retired here in Wheat Mesquite. I woke up one morning to minus 21 degrees. Here in Idaho, and I had a call from the principal who said, it's minus 30 here, you really want to have school today? I said, I'll call a bus barn. The bus barn said, yeah, whatever, the bus is warming up. 20 minutes later, they said, they're dropping like flies because the diesel was all gelling up. So I thought Mesquite was a real nice place to go, even at 110 or 15. I've been involved with this group for about a couple months. I was asked by a student if I was going to go to the town hall meeting, city council meeting, when they were doing the presentation to get the city's support. Well, I was attending the city hall meeting anyway. I'm a president of an HOA. And as we visited with them, I heard what they had to say. And in fact, when I came here, I thought, well, you know what? It wouldn't be a bad idea if I had been on the superintendent's side. I could be on the school board. But when I found out that it was part of Clark County, I wasn't going to go to Northeast Las Vegas and try and campaign to go to meetings once a month in Las Vegas. So I didn't worry about that too much. I thought it was rather of a challenge to do what they've done. So I came on board and these guys accepted me. The district I was a superintendent of in southern Idaho had 4,300 students, two high schools, two middle schools, four elementary schools. This proposed district would have the same thing, 4,100 students. So I'm well aware of the transportation issues. We had one meeting in Mesquite and somebody said, well, why don't we just go in with Henderson and Boulder City because they want to break off too. And I thought, I don't want to run buses in Henderson, Boulder City from Mesquite. You know, that's not something we want to deal with. But we have an opportunity because there's a geographical boundary because of the size, and we can be a pilot program for the state. And so my wife was gracious enough to go with me last week, and we went up to the legislature, met with some legislators, Toby and Jeff Stone, our representatives, as well as some of the others. We tried to get in to see the governor and the superintendent of public instruction. I left letters with them when he couldn't get in. And everybody that we talked to, in fact, one Carrie Buck, Senator Buck, said, you're preaching to the choir. Everybody thinks it's a good idea. Assemblyman, anyway, he's an optometrist in Las Vegas. Oh, it's a great idea. We want to do this. But a couple of them said, you got to have sponsorship from both Republican and Democrat. So I think that over the next year, we're going to be pushing to get some more Democratic support for an idea. And if we can get, as Lindsay mentioned, a feasibility study, say, hey, can this really happen? Like you said, there's got to be something happened. They did. Representative Urich was elected in November and had to put a bill on the table by the middle of December. So he asked this committee what they wanted. They gave him a list. He gave it to the legislative council and they drafted the bill. It's left a number of things out. Lindsay and I have got a gun over the bill to say, okay, well, what could we do? One of them would be a binding contract. Because those buses were paid for by the transportation, but we don't want to say, okay, you're going to get 25 buses. And then come day when you take over, we got the 25 oldest buses in Clark County. So we got to figure out a way, and that's part of the feasibility study and how to make this work, is to do the negotiations. The state funding now is per student. So it's going to be fairly easy to say, okay, well, this is the pot of money you get. And so that's going to help us in making this case. So we appreciate your support. As Jody mentioned, I put on my card the frsdinfo.org. It's a new website. We're still putting stuff on there. But we've organized, so we have faculty representatives in both valleys. They're going to work with people in schools. If people want to, they can sign up to help anonymously. Because there are some people that are worried about losing their job if they will vocally go against their boss. And I can totally understand that. But So we're organizing to get ready for a long-term race. It's like everybody at the legislature. This is a heavy lift, but I don't think there's a legislature up there that doesn't know what we're doing. In fact, was it Jody that said somebody in Clark County said, "What are you guys doing up there?" And then the next question was, "What are you going to do? Don't you know that Clark County owns all the stuff?" Well, they don't. We do as taxpayers, and we have to negotiate with them, and that's going to be a challenge. But we appreciate your support, and if you have any questions, there's places where you can get online and ask the questions, or you can give me a call directly. So thank you for your time this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you for your work.
Did you gentlemen want to take care of getting copies of those letters to your other board members? Did you give them a copy of a...
Yeah, I'll grab some from Jody at the end and drop them off it with them.
Chad should have already brought them around us. What's he doing?
Chad's slacking.
He's slacking. Yeah,
I hear
that. Okay, also the commissioner wanted me to talk to you guys to make sure you're all aware when the Bunkerville Fest and reopening the park is. Mm-hmm. I've left invitations out there, flyers. Please pass them out to your families and friends.
We'll put them up on the board.
I put it up on this board right here.
No, I'll see that one. Put up the one you're coming to town.
Okay. Wherever you want to post them, because we'd love to have a big turnout. She's got a lot of good things planned.
Will the splash pad be on by then? If there'll be a turnout for the kids.
I can't tell you yes, because I don't really know.
But that
will be the first thing I'll talk about.
Have they got the chip in yet?
I talked to Glenn this morning, and he said we've got a work order. It's been, but there's some leak to get in the back. So anyway.
Well.
But.
If you ask the right people, sometimes.
Yeah,
well, it's all good.
I don't know how long I want to go around
this flat pad, but.
Well, some of us.
But the kids do. Kids want to.
Yeah, they park too.
And yeah,
I'm afraid that's when you're a shower.
I get too warm. My air goes out.
Anyways, it's really important, the papers that I left you, that you get those, and you can just send me a quick email, tell me a little bit about yourself so that I can just say, she can say, you know, something that other than, yeah, they sound on the town board, because I know that up here, there's much more than being on the town board. You guys are involved in everything that goes on up here, and so, you know, we'd like to honor that and talk about it, okay? So please get that to me. I don't want to have to call today. It's not my best side. And other than that, I think that's everything.
I want to bring up one thing, as I guess as a board member and a community member. There are, and we're coming into the season, well, it seems to happen all season, but somehow I'd like to get so the residents of our community know the noise ordinance, because there are times when, and I'm not sure how to get that to them, besides going and knocking on their door and hand it to the, I hate to say the offenders, but so they know.
Yeah, a couple of them stopped because the cops had to come, and if they didn't know ahead of time, they wouldn't have got cited.
Right, yeah, and I actually called one night because I was like, okay, this is well beyond the hour. I went, sat at my computer and looked it up. Looked at the county ordinance and said, well, they're way past the time and they're way above the noise level. And so
is there something I can look up then online?
Yes, but I guess my question, what I want to figure out is how we get that out to the community members. Can we do a mass mailer? I don't know.
And I don't know, that's why I want to find out.
And it would need to be in both English and Spanish, which a lot of stuff we do is, so.
Yeah.
But.
And I can probably just talk to Metro again. They're next door.
Well, and sometimes that's
almost... They'll be able to tell me what it is.
You actually can't be loud over certain decibels any time of the day.
That's true. Yes, exactly. So, one of the issues is, and I get it, it's not a life-threatening life emergency.
Sure.
So, if they're over in the other valley and you call, it's going to be quite a long time before the response happens. And, okay, I get that. But when I get up early in the morning to go to work and they get to sleep in, I feel like pulling out of my drive and laying on my horn and just sitting there for a while going, how do you like that? You know, I was dealing with it last night. Now you get to deal with it in the morning. But that's the the revenge side of me, and I don't do it. But I'm still tired that next day and going, oh, I wish these people would
not do that.
Anyway, and I'm not the only one. I've had community members go, oh yeah, I was dealing with it, and it gives me a headache, and I was up all.
That's why I live out there away from
everybody. Yeah, you get to. You don't have to deal with it. Maybe I'll come knock on your door. Can I sleep on your couch?
You got four rooms now.
I'll see what I can find out on what it is and how to be handled. If it can be a mailer or we can grab up and down the street with those blowhorns that they use for politicians. Telling everybody.
The noise ordinance. We're breaking the noise ordinance right now. Yeah. So that to bring you what the ordinance is.
So you understand. Okay.
Anyway, thank you.
Yeah. Anything else? Anybody?
All right, if there's no more public comment, our next meeting is scheduled for June 15, 2023, and this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
That means it'll actually be in August.